الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن. قال الله عز وجل: يسألونك ماذا ينفقون قل ما أنفقتم من خير فللوالدين والأقربين واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل وما تفعلوا من خير فإن الله به عليم. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, in the verse that we have just recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the Sahaba ikiram radiallahu anhum, they come to you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they ask you, what should they spend from their wealth? ماذا ينفقون? What should they spend? So we see out of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah, His mercy and His shafqah upon this ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell them what should they spend, rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also informed them of the recipients of that sadaqah that they intend to give, upon whom they should spend that monies as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to them, مَا أَنْفَقْتُم مِّن خَيْرٍ, whatever good you spend. In other words, what you spend has to also be good. And what is the meaning of good? Mufassirin mention, it means it has to be earned through halal ways. It must be halal and tayyiban. It must be pure, it must be wholesome, and it must be earned through halal ways. In other words, if it is haram, then it will be totally unacceptable. That sadaqah is not accepted at all. So Allah tells the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them what good you spend. We see in a hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبٌ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure. وَلَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبًا, Allah only accepts that wealth which is pure as well. Be it wealth or be it any other thing. If it is something that is impure, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will discard that. Allah wouldn't accept that. Down that same particular narration we see, Nabi saw some talks of a person, of a traveler, and he's making dua. But then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says his dua, he asks, why isn't my dua accepted? Why will his dua be accepted? Why must his dua be accepted when he is nourished with haram? So if there is any haram, that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made haram impermissible, because it doesn't bring for us any good whatsoever. So that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this verse, قُلْ, say to them, مَا أَنْفَقْتُم مِّن خَيْرٍ, whatever good you spend, in other words, it must be of good kind. فَلِلْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ وَالْيَتَامَ وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ. Then here Allah informs of the recipients of the sadaqah. So Allah says, let it be first for your parents. If they are in need, of course, then you give your sadaqah. You begin with your parents. Why? Because of the tarbiyah that they gave you. They brought you up, they nurtured you. They gave you good tarbiyah. They looked after you. So فَلِلْوَالِدَيْن, so if they are in need for some, if they are in need of mal, of some money, then you begin with that sadaqah by giving your parents at first. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ, and then your family, then your relatives. You begin, after your parents, you give your family relatives. How many times we see people, they give every other place, but they forget their own relatives who are in need. So from here we see, that is why we hear charity, always they say charity begins at home. So we begin with our parents if they are in need, and then we move on to our family relatives, we give them. وَالْيَتَامَ وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ, and then also we give our sadaqah to the orphans, and we give our sadaqah to the poor ones, the needy ones. And the وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ means the traveler, the wayfarer, that person who has money at home, but now he is musafir, and now he doesn't have any money, and he's cut off from his goods, from his mal, from his wealth that he has back at home, then you give him also your sadaqah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ, and whatever good you do, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of that. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for that, because Allah knows of it. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ.